هارك بيس إيف خاف خاف ألف A new subject, Der Chaisa. Mazak Der Chaisa means that if one puts inside the pot a piece of meat which is raw, which has not been started to cook when before Shabbos came in, and it won't be able to be cooked even if you put it on the highest amount of gas, highest amount of fire, which is possible, it won't be ready to be eaten by night. You'll only be able to eat it in the morning. After you finished eating by night, you'll be able to eat it, but not the time which one eats by night. Therefore, there's no problem from Shema Yichata. There's no problem that person would stoke up the fire, because it won't help him to stoke up the fire. Because it's a piece of meat which is put in and only starts to go and cook when Shabbos comes in. It won't be ready, we're talking about such a case, where it won't be ready even if you've poked up the fire, you put the fire on, the most highest fire, it won't help you to be ready for the Suda by night. So there's no reason to go and poke it up for the morning and anyway be ready. Therefore Chazal said, in such a case, we're not worried about Shema Yichata, you're allowed to go and leave it on the fire. There's no issa from Shehiyah. Now he's going to explain us all the protein from Kedera Chaisa. Kedera Chaisa means a raw piece of meat. Chof Alef. Mutter lo niyach agabe yoish mehev Shabbos tavshish lehitchil klal lispashel. Emu ba'ofen sha tavshil lo yemuchem ad ashar harigila shal sudas leh Shabbos gam im yakbeis esh. That's what he said. You're allowed to put on the fire on Erev Shabbos a food which hasn't started to cook altogether when Shabbos came in. If it is in such a case, where it won't be ready to be eaten at the time which Leil Shabbos, which one eats. I mean, if the Suda, will explain exactly a bit more later on, if the Suda finishes after 2 hours, it won't be ready till the end of the Suda, it won't be ready, this piece of meat. It won't be ready, therefore there's no problem from Shehiyah, because you won't help you to stoke up the fire, or to put up the knob. The Mishnah Berurah says that the only heter is if it's a piece of meat. But because the Mishnah Berurah is discussing the normal case. The normal case is that what kind of food could be not ready unless it's a very, very long time on the fire is a raw piece of meat. But when you have vegetables, it probably will be ready. But it's all on the materials. If you have such sort of a vegetable, which won't be ready only if it's after many, many hours from cooking, the same thing would be a vegetable. If you have shuit takes a long, long time to cook, maybe that's a sort of vegetable which would be like a piece of meat. The matzias, so on the matzias, from the thing for itself. See if half base. אבל אם התו של התחיל את פשע או קודם כניסת השבס, ולא יגיע לשיר מחו בן ג'וסוי, אין בזה היתה. If it started cooking before Shabbos came in, even if it didn't get to the Shif Machu Ben Rusoi, you got no heta. That means the heta for Der Chaisa only hasn't started to cook altogether when Shabbos came in. ויש לידה, זה כיוון שהתחיל הבישל, שתחיל את הבישל היא משהו שגיע הטב של לחום של יד סלד הספוי, לכן אין הטע זה של כדי חייס לנאמה, אלא באופן שהטב של יגיע לשיר של יד סלד הספוי, רק בסמך לשקיע שחם, אבל לא ידעקדם לכן. שאם יגיע לחום של יד סלד הספוי, בשעה מוקדמת יויסה, אז הוא מגיע שעת השקיע, כבר התחיל הבישל ואין זה כדי חייס. He explains that this. If the הלוח from כדי חייס is only said when it is not started cooking before Shabbos comes in. Therefore, when does Shabbos come in? Shabbos comes in when Shkia. And what is the starting from cooking? Is Yad Seledus. So if it is Yad Seledus before Shkia, then it's already not Kedera Chaisa. So you have to make sure it's not going to be Yad Seledus before Shkia comes in. Because if it is Yad Seledus before Shkia comes in, it means it started cooking before Shabbos, and we take on the Kedera Chaisa only if it doesn't start cooking before Shabbos. Therefore, one has to know, it's very difficult to find the case, because you have to go and make sure that it hasn't started cooking before Shkia, and you're putting on the the fire before Shabbos comes in. Shabbos one doesn't take in the last minute. So the material has to be that when you put it on the fire, it doesn't happen anything. And when it comes to Shkia, it's still not Yad Zeledes. Chav Gimel. B'mitzias ha-regila b'zmanin ba'etzi sor sha'as ha-suda hi-shalel Shabbos mit-arechet ad k'shol sha'ab ha-shos l'ach ha-shkia sa-chmo. Rav ha-tav shilim ha-monochim ha-gab ha-eish ha-sidim n'espash l'ad sha'as ha-suda em yag b'et ha-eish. L'chein ein het ze sh'kdei chai se-motsui. Sha'ar ori l'hag b'et ha-chmo ha-eish k'dei l'ma'et ha-bishl. ורק באופן שהתו שמונח על גבי אש קטנה, אשר אף אם יגביעו איסו, לא יספה של אבסודוס לר שבס, קיים הטר זה ראי האור. What do you say? It says like this. One has to know how long it takes a person to finish off the meal on Shabbos. He says that it takes 3 or 4 hours from after Shkia till one finishes the meal. Because it takes you, let's say, Shkia, then you're having about half an hour, 3/4 hour afterwards, and then you've got another half an hour till one comes home. That's already one and a half hours till one starts. And one eats for about an hour or two. So it's about 3 or 4 hours after Shkia till one finishes the food. Now, if the food is going to be ready before 3 or 4 hours, before one finishes eating on Leil Shabbos, it's not good. Because Kedei Chais has to be that it's not ready to be eaten in the time which one eats on Leil Shabbos. Therefore, normal food would be ready within 3-4 hours. Even a piece of meat would be ready nowadays. If you put the fire on high, then it would be ready within 3 or 4 hours. Therefore, the materials from Kedei Chais nowadays is not so practical. Unless you have a fire, which the highest part of this fire is very, very low, then you have such a case. A crock pot. A crock pot is something which you can't put it on a high number. Its highest number will also won't be ready for Leil Shabbos. A crock pot would have this heter from Kedei Chais. But crock pot has other problems. A problem from Atzmona, and that's going to have to get over the other problems. God forbid, if you have a crock pot on Erev Shabbos, which is put on, and it won't be cooked when Shabbos came in, nothing, it won't be cooked altogether when Shabbos came in, then it won't be a problem from Shehiyah if it's not cooked by Shkia. And it won't be ready only for Shabbos morning. That would be the case from Kedei Chais. If you don't have the other problems with a crock pot.